Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Lovecasters, welcome to Lovecast, the BL podcast in Thailand. I'm your host, Kayla, and with me are my co-hosts, Pixie and Alexa, and of course, we're with Gam as well today. Today on the show, we have a guest that we have really been wanting to talk to for a long time now. Talay is here.
Yay! Hi, guys. And it's on never. Hi, guys, I'm Talay.
Okay,
you can call me Lay. I'm an actor, singer, and streamer from Thailand.
Well, welcome. So like we mentioned, we're super excited about having the chance to sit down with you, and there's a lot to talk about. So I think we should start with music, because I know that's been a big focus for you lately.
Yeah.
So how long have you been into music and performing, and what first drew you into it?
Actually, I started working in a music company for like in the middle of last year, when I was shooting series Sing Again, you know it? Mm-hmm. On Netflix.
Yeah.
That is a series about singer and band and teenager dreams. So I know some guys in the music company from that series. Then they invite me to make my own songs. Yeah.
Cool. Oh. So I know that you have a band called Baked Brownie, which I really love that name.
It's not a band. It's a music label.
Yeah, music label.
Music company called Music Move.
Oh, okay. And yeah, you were officially announced as a member, I guess, of it?
As a solo artist.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about what you've been doing with there and just like the music style?
Put it like that. Can I say enough? Yeah. Okay.
No.
Just not. Okay. It's kind of spoiler. Yeah. I'm gonna make a song for like ballad, rock, slow rock style. For it's the same thing in last 10 years in Thailand, like body slam, potatoes, and retrospect. Yeah.
So it's kind of like that retro kind of music that was popular in the past for bands, with our like rock bands, but in
slow
the
rock.
Yeah, slow rock. What he said. Yeah.
Oh. It's a kind of song you're gonna hear when you come to the when you go to the Thai bar. Right?
Is that the genre that you typically listen to, or is it kind of different from your style that you like to listen to?
It's the genre I'm grown up with.
What is it like being a part of a band, I guess, as opposed to releasing
music as a soloist or maybe for special projects? Like, I know that you, this was a while ago, I know that you have even done stuff like the Be My Boyfriend.
Before this period of time, I'm just singing for like a special project or for the series, but now I'm going to be a real artist now, making my own songs, discuss with a team, music engineer, and yeah, it's a huge difference.
And you did some kind of tours about around schools,
events. Last month.
Yeah, what's it been like performing in front of a live audience?
Wow, it's also fun, because they are all around 10 or 8 years old. They got a lot of energy. Even they didn't know the song, but they sing. I don't know what they sing. That,
just gibberish.
It was so fun, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. But yeah, do you guys, I know that you, before we started, you mentioned that you might have an upcoming solo, something like that coming out. So can you tell us about that?
You guys saw my eyes? I just finished recording my first single at last night around 3 a.m. Yeah.
Wow. That's why we got the cue this late.
Yeah, so it's gonna be released on next month. Late of next month.
Excited.
Yep.
What's the hardest part about recording a song?
About record or on making, writing?
Yeah. Both.
Whole
process of like making it.
About the hardest thing is choosing. What kind of music I'm gonna do? Cause I listen to many kind of music, rock and rap, hip hop and pop. I need many months to decide for the way I wanna go. So it took around 6 months. Yeah, and then I need to choose the story in my life that I'm gonna tell you guys about in the songs.
When it comes to music, would you consider yourself like a singer, a songwriter, or like a musician?
Yep.
Like, would you consider yourself all of that in one?
Not yet. I'm trying to write a song by myself, but I still can't. Right now, I can only write the whole story that I want to tell in my songs, and then my songwriter make it for me as a lyricist.
Leading the question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the next question.
So I have some acting questions.
Acting? Yep.
So we've seen you in a lot of projects over the years, from My Engineer to YYY to Sing Again, and most recently War of Y. Among all of the characters you played, which one do you think you relate to the most?
Sensational.
I think it's picking from my engineer. Yeah. It's got many similar things to me, like personalities and the way he communicate with
other people. Like how he communicate with other people. Very straightforward.
Yeah. It's kind of similar to another character that I played. You know Sun? Yes. Sun from Sing Again.
Yes.
Yeah. The guy that died on EP 3. Yeah,
we're all King enthusiasts here. We all love King. Yeah.
Me too.
Which one was the hardest for you to get into the mindset of and understand?
Have you guys watched Wall of Y?
Yeah.
Yes. Loves
P. His mindset is really different from me. And I need to learn how he decided to do things and communicate with each other. And he's kind of evil mastermind.
True.
I'm not thinking that much in my life.
You don't relate to being an evil mastermind.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, that's good. We know the truth of that in real life. Were there any characters that you referenced or research that you did to kind of get to know him as a character?
Oh, yeah, for P, right? Mm-hmm. Have you guys watched Hannibal? Hannibal?
Like the Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah, but it's a series version.
Oh, yes.
With Matt Mikkelsen.
Matt Mikkelsen, yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
So you watched that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite actor.
Oh. Yeah, get into the mindset of Hannibal.
It's all good.
So yeah, we're all big fans of My Engineer, specifically your couple ranking, the best part. Though it ended up having a very open ending since, it didn't get a season 2.
yeah.
Not your fault.
Yeah,
we're all pretty salty about that. Mm-hmm. What would you be your ideal ending
for
Ram King?
จบที่อยากให้เป็นใช่ไหม
อ่า เพราะมันจบไปเปิดมากไง
ใช่
เพราะว่าทางทะเลอยากให้จบยังไง
I haven't talked about this with people before. Have you guys watched Avengers?
Yeah.
Yes.
One of you died.
No. Like Thanos.
Yeah.
When he is already snapped and he's moved to the new planet. Growing crops and
moved to the countryside and just live
a
domestic lifestyle.
Move to a new planet.
New planet.
Just for Ram King.
Galactic Ram King.
I mean, I read the Ram King novel and that makes more sense to me than the ending of the novel.
I've read it before too.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
No, dude.
I think moving to a new planet is a better option.
Yeah, yes,
definitely.
When I read it, I was like,
what's the process of getting through the books like long as well?
อะไรนะ
ตอนที่แบบอ่านหนังสืออ่ะมันใช้เวลานานป่ะที่แบบอาจจะอ่านหลายรอบไ
หมคือผมเป็นคนไม่ค่อยอ่านหนังสือ นอ่านแต่การ์ตูนนะคอมิกอะไรอย่างเงี้ยมันจะมากกว่าอย่างมากกว่า
Yeah. So what would be your dream acting role? In the same vein, who would be your dream acting partner? And it would be anyone in the world.
No. I'm gonna play as a zombie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like Walking Dead, like.
Yeah, I want to play the scenes like I've been bitten, then start turning. Kind of something like that.
Last of Us.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Walking Dead also.
Mm-hmm.
The first season.
Yeah, early season. Mm-hmm.
Early season.
Okay. So.
Who would you want to act in a zombie movie with? Any actor in the world, who would you want to act with? Or actress?
Actor? Oh, one actor and one actress.
Yeah.
I want to play with Rosé Blackpink.
Rosé Blackpink.
If it's a guy, I want to play with Tommy, my friend. You know Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
I love that you need to say his couple to know.
His place is around here, no?
Oh, really?
There's not everyone.
Yeah. Last year, I had my private birthday party. Around 30 of BL actors come.
Oh, wow. I saw.
Oh, how?
I saw like stories of like
people, how?
People showing up to like parties or something.
Kaya Bun.
Bun. Story
of like Khalid's birthday party, and then I saw like half of that like gang was just
BL actors. It's a small world, you know.
Yeah, just be my boyfriend 1 and 2 is like 15. Yeah.
That's true. So the fans want to see you on screen again. Are there any projects they can look forward to in the future?
I've got a secret project coming out this year, and my new series. It's gonna be released on like maybe January or February.
Ooh.
It's a remake of Korean drama called Startup, you know. Startup.
Startup?
Startup.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Susie?
Korean. Susie? Yeah, 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 yeah. But it's Thai version.
Oh,
that's so cool.
Already finished shooting. Yep.
I actually think I saw the news about that recently, that there's going to be a Thai remake of Startup.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
I'm playing with, you know, Grace Pon and Up Pumpat. Yeah.
Are you allowed to tell what role will you be playing?
No, I can't.
So, between music and acting, which do you think comes more naturally to you?
Naturally?
Mm.
I think it's music.
Mm-hmm.
Because music is always be a part of my life.
Mm.
When I broke up, when I'm sad, when I'm happy, when I'm
mm-hmm.
with my friends. And
mm-hmm.
Yes, it's always be a part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But right now, I'm still enjoying acting more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing both.
Yeah.
So you were recently in the Philippines for a Netflix premiere.
Oh, yeah.
What was your time there like?
I've got a lot of new friends from many countries,
mm-hmm.
influencers. And my stunt partner
mm-hmm.
is from Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Do you guys know I've been in Indian series before?
Yeah, yeah. I've
yeah,
seen,
my,
I've
my
seen
first
clips
series.
From it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk English in that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. I know which one. You got to do a stunt workshop
yep.
While you were there. How was that experience? And any chance we'll get to see you put those new skills to use in an acting project at some point?
Not yet. But I want to try on action
mm-hmm.
movie, action scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this a little bit in Sing Again.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never got a chance to be in a real action movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try it also.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite of the stunts that they taught you? What was your favorite one to learn?
Ah, how to receive the...
Yeah.
Apparently he spoiled that part.
No, just in a workshop.
It's a stunt show. It's a workshop, yeah.
You want to act it out for us here?
Oh,
don't
have to. If they come this way, and this is the and then come back to
this
Nice. So you have a love of figurines, which I'm sure all of your fans are well aware of, but we're curious. What's your favorite item you've collected so far?
This is really hard one.
Is it hard to remember the name? Or do you have a
which
photo or something like that?
I've got a lot of figure.
The manager is outstaging. I'm not behind the camera.
This is for a Punat.
It fits you well. Okay. Yes.
What's the question again? All figurines. I think it's Hot Toys Batman from Arkham Knight games. This size.
Cool. Is there any like figurines that you're hoping to get that you haven't gotten?
Still hoping to get.
Mm. Like a wish list.
No.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I've already pre-ordered it all.
Say it. Like, I know some people who collect figurines, collect a certain character. Mm-hmm. Do you do that as well?
Batman. Yeah. Oh, what I need right now is more space to keep it.
And then after this episode, like, they're like a fan sense of like a house, like paperwork. Like, yeah, house. I signed a
DVD for you. Yeah. I'm still decorating my new place. Yeah.
So we also have to like talk a little bit about your gaming channel and streams. You've played a lot of games over the years. Do you have one in particular that you feel was the most fun to play on stream?
No, but my favorite part of streaming is when I playing a party game with my friends and making a supporter match with my fans. Yeah, I'm not a solo playing guy.
Yeah,
but sometimes I need to play the story game solo. Yeah.
I get that. Is there one game that you like really wanted to quit while playing?
Many games. many horror games. Yeah. Like what I just finished. Resident Evil 4. The latest remake one.
Eight?
Four. And 8 also. Some part of it is really scary. Like the dollhouse. I can't remember the name. Oh, the dollhouse. Benevento.
I finished Resident Evil with a friend. It was on stream as well. It's just me screaming.
Yeah.
I wasn't even playing it. I was watching it. I was screaming as well.
Lucky for me, I've got my fans in the comment box, in the chat box.
You're not alone.
I'm not alone,
No.
They want to quit all the time.
Yeah. Yep. I could never. Horror and, like, it scares me too much. I'm more of, like, League of Legends.
Oh, MOBA?
Kind of player. Yeah.
I'm playing LL too. You know, Twist Fate.
Twist Fate. He's fun.
The new Outlast.
Outlast? Mm-hmm. No. I'm done with horror game. I just want a party game.
I watched both yours and Perth's streams of the Resident Evil games, and it's so funny to see how different your reactions are. A lot of screaming.
He's not screamed that much.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of memes, you know? Yeah. Like, fans do screenshot Perth's slash statement and, like, maybe make them into memes.
Oh, did you play the newest Harry Potter game?
Oh, yes, but not finished. Because the new game is coming out. Resident Evil.
Yeah.
You still want to play Star Wars new game?
Jedi. Yeah, my boyfriend plays that.
Soever or something? Jedi what?
Yeah.
Can't remember the name.
So, what's your favorite thing about streaming overall?
I've got many new friends from my when my friends invite new members to join us, and I've got a chance to communicate a lot with my fans from many countries. I really enjoy the time.
What's one thing you hope to accomplish before 2023 ends?
Find a place to collect all my toys. And decorate my new house. I'm moving to the new place in September with my younger brother.
More space for toys, you know?
Actually, I bought a house for my toys.
Do you have a thing that you're decorating your house?
Thing?
Like color thing?
You know, Muji theme, like wooden, minimal and wooden. Japanese. Oh. Yeah. Mm. But my younger brother house is all dark and
depressing. Yeah, we've all
a two house. Oh. But together.
Nice.
Decorate in your own aesthetic.
Yeah. But I've got nothing to eat, so I will just walk to my younger brother's house and open the fridge.
Do you both collect toys as well, like figurines?
No. My brother collects vinyl records.
So now Clay knows where to store his figurines. At his brother's house.
Is this his brother's house? Yeah.
Nice idea.
He doesn't need all that space.
No.
So we thought it would be fun to play a little bit of a game as well. So we know you're a big fan of One Ok Rock. And we thought it'd be fun to put your skills to the test.
Wow.
So we had the idea of playing short snippets of some of their songs, and then you have to guess what the song title is based on the snippet.
Whoa.
So
it's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. If you get four or more right, you win.
From every album?
We're just going to pick at random. Heather's Whoa. The DJ.
Look at her face.
It'll be up to her.
I'll go with like the top songs first. And then I might dig at more than that. We'll see. I'll okay. just like pick at random.
Preparing for the concert. December yes. in Thailand. Yeah.
Yes. So if you get four or more right, then you would win. But if you get less than four right, then we win. The winner gets...
Guess what?
If you get more than four right, then you win. And if you get less than four, we win. The winner gets eternal bragging rights, but also gets to choose a penalty for the other to do. Of course, we need to have a penalty.
Wait, just phrase
that over
there. We're
tied. Because
you win. Yes. Okay. Okay.
So you can ask each other to do anything. And then, yeah, so it'll be six songs. And then whoever six. Wins, we'll get to discuss the penalty.
Six or ten?
Six.
Okay.
We're not going to be that mean to you.
And you can't get penalty, right?
Yeah.
You think
he's going to win?
You think you're going to win? Okay. Right. We'll see.
It's from a random part of the song as well.
Okay.
Let's talk the beginnings of songs.
That might be
a little hard. Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Random part. Okay.
Ready?
The beginning? Yep.
Yeah. I think that's too long.
That's not too long. That's 2 seconds.
Yeah, that was too long.
That's not too long.
I have one more.
First note.
Alright, another random song. These are.
Sometimes you know the song, but not the
song.
Yeah.
Save yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
I know the beginning. I'm diving. I'm just picking at random.
We might have underestimated your skills.
Showing us up.
Okay.
No words. No words.
I would real loud.
Is it?
I can play with another part.
No.
Is it Mighty Long Fall? What is it?
We are.
Okay.
It's two for you and one for us.
Okay. Got no idea. It's got no idea.
A little bit longer?
Yeah, please.
I know this.
Oh! What is it?
What?
เอ้าอ่ะยอมแพ้แล้วยอมแพ้แล้ว
โอ้ย
เนี่ย
I just want to make sure you mean
yeah he already lost yeah I didn't know that song
maybe you should have made it Tele versus Gam
it's 2-2
yeah
if it wasn't like anime
songs
I would have answered
oh it's anime
song mine might happen
oh
Alright, let's go back to
You gotta get the last two right in order to win.
Alright. You say one, please. Oh. I know that song. I think I know that. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name. I'm so very whispering. Tonight. Good. Goodbye. Right.
Wherever you are.
Oh, wherever you
are. Never go. Does it really count? Because you can sing it?
Yeah, I can sing, but I can't remember the name.
Oh, we can't. It's up to you guys. If you want to, like, maybe scratch that one, maybe try a new one. That's another one. That's a count because you're almost all night.
Oh!
The one.
Games.
That's
my name, Paul. Oh, my name,
Just start.
Okay.
Game showing favoritism right now.
To
be honest. Which side are you on?
Because, yeah, I've been doing this game for a while and I haven't had let anyone off without, like, anything. It's just you.
It's just you. She's giving you special privilege. Oh, thank you so much.
Alright, ready?
let you go.
Yeah.
Gary, you shouldn't have given him another chance.
It's a new song.
Oh, that would have been easy with that one. That means that the last one he has to get right.
If he gets it right, then he wins.
Ooh, okay.
Go hard, Heather. Go hard.
Go hard. Should I go? 2007.
Huh? Yeah. Oh. All right.
Okay,
2007. Huh? 2007. Gibi, lana. I
mean, I usually remember songs better than more than 10 years. All 6 years. Okay.
Ready?
Ah.
Hold it. I thought if it was an older one, it'd be a little bit
like yeah.
That sounded familiar with me at all.
Yeah. Can't remember the name.
Can you remember the album?
I think it's from the old like anime song.
Anime song?
I feel like
it's a hint.
I kind of feel like
I don't think he knows it because it was like my childhood before.
No, I feel like I've heard that in an anime too.
From
it might just be the style.
It sounds like
my cute though. 35XV album.
Wait, sorry.
35XXXV something. Oh, What is the name?
So the song is Borderline.
Ah. From which album?
Zeta Kupio? I can't.
Ah, okay. The old one.
Yeah, it's like 2007.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, wow. You lost. So we get to come up with a penalty for you to do.
I kind of think like
what
we
is
should
it?
Make him sing.
Sing?
I feel like that's so easy because
no,
it's not a penalty.
Yeah, but it will be nice for us.
Okay. Yeah. Alena. อ๋อไม่เป็นไรนะ Lay up your role เธอเป็นอย่างไรเธอสบายดีไหมอยากเห็นน้ำตาที่สดใสจากเธอทุกช่วงเวลาฉันยังมีเหลือความสุขและฉันเสียใจเหลือเกินที่ผ่านมาขอโทษที่ทำให้เธอมีน้ำตา Yep wow.This is the first place I'm singing this song.
That's so exciting. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah.
That's so
feel so special.
Oh, the real penalty? Real penalty, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To where?
Okay.
This is the video we're gonna post for Kelly's birthday for your channel.
Okay.
I think Rosé would be proud.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, well, now that we had to see your amazing dance skills, we're just gonna have one final question before we head into our outro. So can you let fans know where they can tune in these days if they want to see your face?
All my channel? Okay, I'm still streaming at my Leo Facebook page, and I'm starting to live on TikTok as well. Maybe I'm gonna open my new channel in YouTube, so stay tuned, guys. My new song coming out.
So there's gonna be a lot to look forward to and a lot of places to see you, which is exciting.
We love that.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Talay.
It
was really exciting for all of us. I know we've been looking forward to this interview a lot, so thank you for taking the time to sit down with us.
Come cap.
So to all of our viewers, make sure you tune in for Talay's single, which is coming out, and make sure you go follow him on all of the streaming platforms. Yes, and the startup remake, which will be coming soon
next year.
Early next year. So as we're saying goodbye, we've been asking all of our guests to leave an emoji or a code word in the comments to let the fans know, or let us know that the fans watched the video. So what emoji do you think represents you best?
Emoji? Which one is the most? The sun emoji.
Sun?
Yeah.
Alright, everyone, go leave the sun emoji in the comments and let us know that you watched the video. And we're just gonna wave goodbye to our Lovecasters, and that'll be it. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you so much. Come back.
Yeah, which one are you used to
be? Actually, I used to be here.
Let me think first.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.